We are up to Simin Tov Chav Beis Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. V'korim Halol B'dilug. Now there's a machlok, a big machlok is a poskim with regard to Halol. What's the Shaila? The Gemara says Beferish. Halel on a yontif is a Shaila of a chiyuv. We learn out of the pasuk of Kalel Hiskadesh Chog that you're supposed to say Halel like on a yontif, but that's only on a yontif with a zisr malacha that does not apply to Rish Chodesh. Halel and Rish Chodesh is a minhag. Now, with regard to making a bracha on it, some say you never do, some say you always do, and some say you only make a bracha on it b'tzibur. So, says the Machaber, we lain it b'dilug, the reason why we don't say the whole halel is to show that it's only a drabanan as a hecker. V'yesh omrim shatzibur mevarchan labitchil ekrolas ahalel. Some say that b'tzibur you make a bracha, and you don't say ligmor, even Sfardim who normally say ligmor, you just say likro because we're medalik. Then birach ligmor in tzarech la'asa, but that's not liikuva. V'lebesof yalalucha, and at the end you say the bracha achreha. V'ayochid ein mevarach alav. So this first sheet holds that a yochid does not make a bracha. The minig was only that if you lay it together, that if you say halal together, b'tzibur, you make a bracha. V'yesh omrim shafat tzibur mevarach alav lo b'tchilo v'lo besof. Others hold that you don't make a bracha altogether. The minig of the Sfardim is not to make any bracha whatsoever on Halal on Rish Chodesh. Hagah v'yesh omrim. There's yet another shita. The gam yachid mevarach olav, that a yachid also makes a bracha on it. V'cheinogim din eselu. That is the minig Ashkenaz that we make a bracha. A yachid makes the bracha. Since it's a machlokis, yizahir adam likros b'tzibur k'dei levarach alav im hatzibur. It's best to say halal with the tzibur, because that way at least we have another sheet that's already shown him that you make a bracha with the tzibur. Now, because of that, the halacha is that if someone walks into shul and the tzibur is about to start halal in Rish Chodesh, he should say it with them. If he's in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra and is saying halal, he should say it with them, but he wouldn't make brachas then. He's somach am barach sha'omer and yishtabach is the bracha lefanel v'lachrel. The reason he could say it in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra is because it's a mizma. These are mizmorim halal. So that is mutter. Now that's all on Rish Chodesh. Whereas on a yontif when they're saying halal, the halacha is that he should only say it together with them if he's not going to lose the brachas. So that if he's holding in Pesukah Dezimra, the halacha is that he should not say it together with them because then he won't be able to make a bracha. V'yeshomim d'sheyachid korosa omer l'shnaim shomer imro rashi prakim. Does have a karabim. Some say that he should have two other people say the rashi prakim with him. It should be like a rabim. V'nogu came behodu v'lo ba'ana. The minig is to do that for hodu. If you're saying halal yourself, get two other people to answer hodu, but not on Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to go out of your way to find people. But if they're there, it's the right thing to do. Siv Gimel, binyan apsukim shekolf limbo, the psukim that you do, that you double, and our minig is from Odcha till the end of Halal. Afilu be'ev, the halachi is, v'chein bepsukim sheshatz omer v'akol onen achrov, the hodu and the on Hashem that everyone answers, kol mokum kefim in hago. Mishnah Berurah here goes into just the right way of saying hodu, and he says the right thing is the shat says hodu, and everyone answers says hodu, and then yomer na yisrael, and they answer hodu. However, he says that since the shat is being motzias, and often we don't hear it, it's kedai after you say hodu to repeat what the shats or say beforehand what the shat is about to say. But the ikar adin is that he is motzias, and we just answer hodu. Interesting, in the bir halacha. He wants to say that even though a woman cannot normally be motzi a man in a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, halel, since it's a minig anyway, there should be no difference between men and women. He wants to say that a woman should be able to be motzi a man in it. And others said that you don't, and he wants to taina that on Rish Chodesh, where it's only a minig, she could be. The other thing is that the issue in the Rishonim about making a bracha on halal is because it's a minig, and the question is, do you make a bracha on a minig? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you do make a bracha on a minig, like we do for Yom Tov Sheni. But in Sharatzin, he brings down Tosfos, who says another reason. He says it's no worse than a mitzvah saseh shazman grama that women make brachas on. So that's a very big chiddush. There, it's a mitzvah. Here it's tam a minik to say halal. What you have to say is that it must be a mitzvah to say halal, meaning what a woman does in a mitzvah shazman grama is a mitzvah kiyumis, just it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It would be a big chiddush. It turns out that halal and rish chodesh, even though it's only a minig, but it's a real mitzvah kiyumis. And that's why we can make brachas on it.